Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. It's the last Sunday of the year. As I was getting ready for the show today, I realized this isn't about closing out a calendar year. It's about something more meaningful. It's about the people. When I look back on this year, success isn't measured by soul signs or settlements. It's measured in phone calls. Calls from people that I helped years ago, now ready to resell. Calls from their kids, their parents, their neighbors. Calls that begin with, "Margaret, my friend said I had to call you." That never gets old, and I never take that lightly. I'm also grateful for you guys, the ones who listen to me, the ones who reach out after the show, sometimes with excitement, sometimes with concern, sometimes just to say, you know, that happened to us. Your questions, both the positive ones, the not so easy ones, and all about what keeps the show and real estate real. And neither are the situations neat. They're not always neat. They are always, could be a little messy, but this is what people face. And that's okay. We deal with that. You might tune in thinking you're learning from me, but the truth is I also am learning from you. When you have a question for me, when you have a situation that I haven't heard of, I don't have an immediate answer for it. I don't guess at it. I reach out. I research. I may call the lender, an attorney, an inspector, an appraiser, maybe another realtor. And in the process, we are all learning. Buyers learn, sellers learn, realtors learn. The entire team of professionals become better informed. And that way, we are better informed to help you, the buying and selling public. That's one of the quiet successes of this year. Shared knowledge. Every single conversation adds another layer of understanding, another aha moment, another way to help the next person who calls with a similar concern. So, as we're about to wrap up this year, it's the end of 2025, I want to say thank you. Thank you for trusting me with your questions, your homes, your stories, sometimes, more than often, even your worries. And that's okay, because if you're worrying about real estate, I need to help you with that. Thank you for listening, for being a part of this conversation week after week. Again, we don't just talk about real estate. We're learning together. And that, to me, is real estate success. If you'd like to talk to us, if you'd like to make a comment, if you'd like to share anything that you're going through regarding real estate, you can reach us right now at 410-922-6680. It is, Ken, I got a call a couple of weeks ago. And I thought I would share this with you, because it started off with, I want to see the house on 123 Main Street. And I go, wait a minute, who is this? How did you get my name? Give me some information about you. Nope, I just want to see what's out there. I'm not ready to talk to anybody yet. Can you show me this house? Well, they wouldn't give me any information. I said, we've got to get you to a lender. How much can you afford? I don't know. I want to see if I like the house before I take a look at it. And yeah, that makes sense. You don't know, you don't want to buy something if you don't know whether you're going to like it. But that's not really the way it works in real estate. You go, you see a house, you don't know how much you can afford. The house is a certain price. You get there, there may be somebody else interested in that house, and you are way behind. If you said, okay, I want to buy this house, how much can you afford? How much can you put down? They have no idea. So when you pick up the phone and you call a real estate agent and they are asking you, are you working with another realtor? Fine. Are you, have you been to a lender? If you're working with another real estate agent, that agent should already know all of these questions. And when that agent calls to show you a property, I need to be, I feel because it's another professional real estate agent, that agent will also make sure that you're qualified, because why would they be running around showing houses when they don't have someone who can really move forward? And so if you're not working with a buyer, you've heard me say it on the radio, go drive around. Go look at houses. Go have financial conversations, because they can be very uncomfortable. Find the right person. Find the right realtor. Find the right lender that you feel comfortable with. And you don't know, you know, you have to even make a decision. Am I ready to buy a house if I found the house that I like? And that's a big decision already. Looking at houses, again, before you know what you can buy, creates a lot of confusion. Just think about it. If you go and you see a house and you go, oh, this is nice, I could do this, and you go ahead and buy it, and then you go back and you get pre-approved, and you say, oh my goodness, I could have afford the other house, which I like so much more, but it cost $20,000 more, that would not have been a problem with me. So before you've got that pre-approval, you're just guessing. You're just driving by like a kid in a toy store and say, I want that, mommy, I want that. And not sure what they can really have. So knowing what your price range is, knowing what fits your lifestyles, knowing whether the charming house you just fell in love is realistic, or could you have bought more? All of these things are very exciting, but if you're not prepared, they can also be very, very disappointing. It can be like an emotional roller coaster. So if you need to get a pre-approval, if you need to talk about somebody without pressure, somebody who can share with you, can answer your questions, how do you go about, tell me what's entailed to buy that house, what would my monthly payment look like, how much money do I actually need to close, what price range feels comfortable and not stressful, how much house can I afford and still continue to live like I'm living now, will my new job support this, maybe my new job will support even more. So many buyers are surprised by what they learn. Sometimes they can actually afford more than they expected. Other times they realize that buying a little less house gives them more breathing room so that they can still travel or have hobbies or simply just so they'd sleep better at night. And another piece of advice, sellers and sellers agents take pre-approved buyers seriously. When you go in to a property with your real estate agent, when I bring a buyer in to another listing, the other agent has confidence that you can afford the house. They already know that you are working with a professional, and that professional has already found out what you need, what your wants are, what your family needs, what you can afford. And it also helps big time that when that right house appears, it's the buyer who's ready is the one that wins, while the buyer just looking around may say, oh, this is a perfect house. And by the time they get back with all the questions that they have, reassuring their real estate agent that they could write a contract and stay in contract, that house is already under contract. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be online, browse lots and lots of houses. You can find out so much about real estate on the internet. You can see the outside. You can see the map of where it's located, whether it's located near schools or work. You can see the inside of the house. You can see the other houses around it. And you can look at the address and you can go get in your car and you can go drive by it and say, oh, this is an area that looks better than I thought. I'd like to live here. Or maybe you look at it and say, this is not going to work for me. They raise pit bulls next door and I can't have that with my 3-year-old twins. All kinds of factors go into choosing where you want to live and choosing that house. And what I say with pre-approval, it isn't a finish line. It's just the starting point. And I know we've had lenders who've called on the show who have been very helpful to you. If you've got any questions, if you want to talk to a lender, call me. I'll be happy to refer a few people to you. But it turns guessing into planning. It turns curiosity into confidence, and it allows buyers to look at homes knowing the numbers already make some sense, not hoping they might. So when you're thinking about buying the home for the new year, when you're thinking about when do you want to buy that house, when will the time be right, start with a conversation, not asking you to make a commitment, just a conversation. Find that real estate professional that you know that has been referred to you by somebody that you trust, and go and ask those questions. And that's how smart, confident buying begins. Any questions about looking at a house, when to start looking for a house, how much can I afford? What style do I want? What's going to meet my family's need? What's going to meet my husband's work needs, my children's schools? What if I need to be near my family to help with childcare? So very many, many questions that the agent needs to know to be able to help you find that very first home. And just because you go to look at that very first home does not mean you're ready to buy. Hopefully, you've done all of this research so that when you do walk in that house, you realize this is the right house for you. We're going to step out. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Margaret Rome, all about real estate. You can reach us right now at 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMEROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome at homerome.com.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. All About Real Estate, the last Sunday of the year. So long, 2025. It's been a good year. It's been an interesting year. One of the questions I've had calls about, and I try to give this information while at the listing appointment, and you should ask these questions when you are interviewing a real estate agent, is when it comes to get your home ready for sale, one of the most important, often overlooked conversations is how is your home going to be shown? There really is not a one-size-fits-all. The best effort, the best method depends on what feels right for you and your situation. Some homes, maybe they're vacant, they're listed with a lockbox, allowing for a simple go and show. Others may require scheduling through the showing service. Very simple. It can be done online. You can pick up the phone, call showing. All of that is mentioned in your listing so that other agents can see that. And by the way, it's really a good idea that once you do have your listing, your home listed, that you take a look at the way it looks online, that you take a look at the way other real estate agents see your home. Sometimes something may have been omitted. Sometimes something may have been added that's not correct. Sometimes it's not the right sound. Take a look at it. Help the real estate agent tweak it. If there's something that just doesn't feel right, it's not hard for us to go back into the computer, make those changes. Maybe there's too many bedrooms. Maybe there's not enough bathrooms. Maybe the basement is finished and it doesn't say that it is. Maybe so many things. Maybe, you know, it doesn't tell you about the attached or the detached garage. So that's what you need to do when you list your home with a professional. You are a partnership. You are working together. Yes, you want to make sure that your agent is going to take care of everything, but you need to be a little bit involved. Take a look at that listing. Take a look at the way the homes are being shown. I've even had people call me and said, my friend called to inquire about my house that's on the market, and the agent told me some negative things about the house and tried to get them to go to another house. Oops, that's not what you want to hear. Hopefully, your agent is taking the calls. When the call comes in on your home, the agent that's answering that phone knows about your house, not somebody else who has homes listed with for other sellers, but somebody who is just working for you. I think you know, after all the years, I do take my own phone calls when it comes to showings. I do also have the showing service and the online and the email, and I use all of them. But I still usually pick up the phone when you want to see one of my homes at 3 o'clock this afternoon to find out, do you really know the neighborhood? Is this the right place? All of those kinds of things. Or if there's something very quirky about the house, let you know up front. If it's a home that totally needs fixing up, you can explain that. There are agents who will get to the house and say, oh, don't like this house, we're not going to go in. And you've got somebody who has prepared their home, who has cleaned the home up, who sat there, who's canceled their appointments so that they can show you. That is so unfair. So, yes, I know we buyer agents are extremely busy. Sometimes buyers go out with agents and see 5-10 homes in a day. They are just trying to scope the market. Sometimes that person who's seeing 5-10 homes a day may not be the right home to have your seller prepare for that one person. I know that sounds like a little contradictive, but sometimes I've seen it too many times when agents are showing 5-10 or more homes in a day that they don't get to half of them. And they don't call and they don't cancel. So you've got a very unhappy real estate seller who's been waiting there and has disrupted her day. I'm just trying to make it easy, not only for the buyers. I want to get buyers into the house. I want to make it convenient for the buyers, but I don't want to do it at the expense of my sellers. Maybe it's your mom who's home alone. Maybe you're not feeling well that day. Maybe the children are taking a break from school and you just can't get the house together. See if you can't reschedule that. And I know that everybody is going to say, if you can't see the house, you can't sell the house. You've got to be able to get into it. If they don't see it, they're not going to buy it. I agree with all of that, but I also agree with taking care of the person I'm representing. I'm interested in taking care of the person who is selling the home. And we've even talked about remote showings. I have done that before, where we've had a home where I've had maybe someone who's home alone, maybe they've had a situation where somebody didn't show up at an appointment, or somebody who came early, or somebody who at the last minute was in front of the house. What I've done, as I call remote showings, is I have the agents call me when they get to the house. Then I call the seller and say, the agent's there. Many times, if the agent doesn't know your house, I can stay on the phone with them. I can walk them through the house. I can show them the good points. I can show them what might not be perfect for them. And that way, we have a remote showing. I'm talking directly to the agent. The agent can share whatever the agent wants with that buyer. And my seller knows that they are being taken care of. This does not work for everybody. This works for a limited few. As they say, maybe you've got somebody at home who is not feeling well. Maybe you've got somebody who may be a little bit concerned about having a stranger come into the house. This is a way to help that type of buyer. And why is it important to discuss this up front? How does your agent usually handle showings? You may have agents that say, forget it. If I can't put a lockbox on and show your house whenever anybody wants to see it, I'm not interested in taking your showing. And there are agents like that. They work differently. They will show only houses that they can maybe show 5-10 houses in a day. They're all on lock boxes. They don't have to worry about time schedules. But that also means who comes back and secures your house afterwards? Who's checking that your lights are on or off, that your doors and windows are locked, that your security system, if you have one, is reset, that it's activated, and that your pets are safe? I know it would be terrific if every house could be vacant, if every pet could be out of the house, if every person could be out of the house. The house would automatically have all the lights on and at the right temperature, the windows up, the apple pie baking. That would be ideal if your home could be shown that way. But we've got some real, live, honest people who live in these homes, and we cannot always show that way. Selling your home, gosh, it's more than just putting that sign up. It's also about respecting the people who live there, respecting the home. And the best showing plan is the one that strikes a balance between maximizing market exposure and still respecting everyday life. There isn't a right way. There isn't a wrong way. Just the way that's right for you. And that's how the conversation should start. How will my house be shown? How do you want your house shown? And you should be more than comfortable enough with the agent that you're working with that you can work that out. Any questions about that? I'd love to talk to you, talk to your real estate agent. Last week we had a owner call in who was very concerned that his agents didn't know who was coming through the house. And it wasn't true at all. The agent was doing exactly what they were supposed to do. The agent was making the appointments, knew who the agents were coming, schedule the appointments. The only thing that agent hadn't done was just contact the owner, so the owner didn't think anything was being done. Meanwhile, when we talked to him after that week, his home was already under contract. So that was a really good story, but one where the seller did not understand the mechanics of the way the real estate agent and the whole system works. There are many, many different ways of showing a house, selling a house, buying a house, writing a contract. There's a lot of nuances. They're not all the same by far, but you need to find what's comfortable for you. I've had a seller say, put a lockbox on. I don't want to hear from you. Let as many people go through this house as they can. Just get me a buyer. But that's not always the norm. We are about to take a break. This is All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. And if you want to reach me during the show, 410-922-6680, or after the show, 410-530-2400. And you can text me to that number also. We will be right back.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Margaret Rome, call-in number here, 410-922-6680. Since this show is all about real estate, let's talk about some real estate houses. Some of the homes that I have on the market, some of the homes that I need, that I've got buyers that are looking for homes. If you have a Stevenson four-bedroom home with a lower level and a garage that's going to be coming on the market in the next few months, please let me know. I've got a buyer for that. I also need a large rancher, and it can almost be anywhere as long as it's within the Baltimore Beltway circle. They want, a large rancher. They would like it to be, it could be one level as long as it's got a two-car garage. And I also need a townhouse in the 21209, a 3-4 bedroom townhouse. It needs to be in move-in condition. If you have any one of these properties that you're thinking about selling, give me a call. If you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me. I already have the buyer. Maybe we could work at a deal together. Another home that I have that I'm excited about, it's coming on the market soon. It's a big home. It's 4 bedrooms. It's 2.5 baths. It is over 2,600 square feet. There are 4 bedrooms upstairs. There are 2.5 baths. There's a primary suite that's a 2-room suite that could be a shared room or 2 separate rooms. There is also a an eat-in kitchen, a laundry on the first floor, big living room, dining room, den with fireplace, a full lower level, plenty of room if you wanted to do an addition to this house, plenty of room if you wanted to add a two-car garage, plenty of room if you wanted to do a complete two-story addition. It's sitting on about 0.38 acres. It's in a vibrant community, very sought after. It's close to shopping. It's close to dining. It's close to houses of worships. It's close to schools. It is in the 7 Mile Lane. It is near Smith Avenue. If you are thinking about buying a home that you could enlarge, you could improve, you could live in, that the homes around there, they have been taking smaller homes, either totally rehabbing them or completely taking them down and building new homes. This is an opportunity to do this. This is on a private level, large lot, off the beaten track. It's a shared driveway, so you're not right on the road. The security is better for the children, and it is right next to the school, so you have plenty of playground, plenty of parking if you're entertaining on the weekend. If you're thinking about a large home that you can improve or that you can add on to, give me a call. This property is in the 7 Mile Smith Avenue area, and I would love to talk to you more about it. Another property that I have is a home. It's a rancher. It's an attached rancher, but it's interesting. You do not feel like it's attached because it's one story. When you're in the house, even when you drive up, you don't feel like it's attached. But you can get more house on a lot. It's got its own fenced backyard. It's got its own driveway. It has 3 bedrooms. It has a basement that's ready to finish. It's a really nice, clean home. It's at 8602 David Avenue, and that zip code is 21234. Not far from Franklin Square Hospital, not far from White Marsh, not far from Towson. It makes a great family home. It makes a great home for singles. It makes a great home for roommates. It's just a really good home that's ready to move in. If you're interested in a home that you could move right into, it's available. Give me a call. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Also, if you're looking for, you don't want that individual home. You want somebody to park your car. You want somebody to bring your groceries in. You don't want to worry about the grass and the snow. You don't want to worry about it's too hot. You don't want to worry about having to be out in the weather. You come right into the garage, or you pull it your car right up to the front desk. You have a doorman take your car, take your packages. This is the kind of living I'm talking about in the co-op of 11 Slade. I have 2 large units, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. Very unusual to have these size co-ops at this time, both with balconies, one that's in move-in condition, one that's in estate sale that could go immediately, could even be bought furnished or not. It could be a very good buy for somebody who wants that 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a balcony. with the full laundry in it. Again, give me a call. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And one more in that same building is a studio apartment. It has a balcony, it has a kitchen, it has one very large room divided for a bedroom, parquet floors, in move-in conditions. You could have it furnished if you want, be perfect. If you, for one person, maybe somebody who is here taking a job, needs a place to live, maybe it's for a parent, somebody who would enjoy living in a beautiful, beautiful building that's maintained, that has all kinds of luxuries for you, and the utilities are all included in the monthly fee, the parking, the valet parking, all included. Give me a call if you're interested in a co-op building in Baltimore County. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And one of my favorite homes that I really love showing, it's just a treasure. It's an 80-year-old home that is solid stone, that is in perfect condition. The floors are squeak free. I mean, everything has been redone in this house. New bathroom. It's not a big house. It's two bedrooms. It's one beautiful bathroom. Again, the floors are gorgeous. The walls and the ceiling are smooth as glass. It has a finished attic. It has a finished basement. So much that you could do. It has a magnificent backyard that is perfect for privacy, for relaxing, just enjoying, and very, very comfortable, very spacious. So if you're looking for a home that's not large, maybe it's one or two people who would like to live there, but who could absolutely appreciate the how much of a jewel this stone home is, give me a call. I'd like to tell you more about it. Or you can go to my website, homerome.com or margaretrome.com, and you can see all of these properties. It is time to take another break. All About Real Estate. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. My goodness, this is the last show, 2025, the last Sunday. As we are closing out the years, I want you to know how grateful I am for every question, for every text that you send me, for every time you call me and say, I have a friend that needs your help, that agents who call me and say, I need help, can we brainstorm? All of these things make my real estate career amazing. One thing that always stays the same is then when we talk things together, when we talk through things, when we are listening to each other, we make so much better decisions. If you ever have any kind of a question about real estate, about what you think about it, what you've heard about it, because there's a lot of myths in real estate. How do you find what's right and what's wrong? You're listening to the news, you're reading in the papers, you're hearing it and seeing it on the internet, and the panic headlines sell news, not houses. So when you are feeling stressed, oh my goodness, I can't buy a house now, it's the wrong time, the rates are going up, the inventory is down, whatever it is, it's not a good time. Just remember that each house, each buyer and seller are so different. And many of those headlines are coming from not in your neighborhood. They could be in California. They could be in Washington State. They could be in South Carolina. They could be anywhere. And maybe a particular neighborhood, like even here in Baltimore, you've got neighborhoods that when a house goes on the market, it is sold almost immediately. It's always been that way. There are a few hot spots like that, that people have a waiting list to get in that area. And as soon as they go on the market, there is a bidding war. You also have homes that are very unique, very unusual, that need that one very, very specific buyer. Different homes, different people need to find homes in a different way. That unusual home that, as I mentioned, let's go back to the one on the railroad tracks when the other agent told the seller, I'm not taking this listing. Nobody's going to buy your house. It's on the railroad tracks. And when I went in, what I was looking for is somebody who was in the locomotive business, somebody who knew about trains and tracks and engines. And I was so unbelievably fortunate. We found a retired train conductor who was able to purchase this home. To him, it was hitting the lottery. I have never, probably in all of my buying and selling, had somebody that was so absolutely perfect for the house. And the seller was also, because some of the agents, as I mentioned, had said, they're not going to take this house. They'd have to really bottom out the price. Nobody's going to live on this noisy railroad tracks. That is the kind of thing that makes my day, is matching that buyer with the right house, making that seller get what he needs to move on in a timely manner. And again, thank you for being part of the show. the community, the learning journey. I will see you next year right here, ready to listen. And here's to a new year filled with good questions, honest answers, shared learning, and continued connection. I'll be right here. I'm ready to listen to you. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.